and the blessings you bestowed upon us, and thank you for my family and our close relatives and friends, and just bless us all that we can be the people you want us to be, Lord, and just forgive us for our sins and shortcomings. And I know I've felt falling short many a time and doing the things you'd have me do, Lord, and just forgive me for things I haven't done, but help me to be strong in you and to do the things I need to do as we move forward. We can't go backwards, and none of us can go backwards. All we can do is go forward, so help us to depend on you, Lord, as we move forward in our daily walk and stay strong and do the right things we need to do on a day-to-day basis to get closer to you, Lord. And just bless me and bless us as we go through the 62nd message, that we can get some great value out of it and add to our lives the words that you bring. And just thank you for all the great things you've given us, Lord. You've blessed us greatly in our family, my family and our family's lives, and you've blessed many of us in the church and kept us together. And just thank you for the technology we had to be able to communicate this way across the world, around the world together. And just thank you for your mercy and your blessings, Lord, and thank you for your power and your strength, and just your ability to carry us through times when we can't get it on our own. We need you, Lord, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'll go ahead and start with the 62nd message here. In the very beginning is very powerful to me. In just reading there, the 62nd message. The message of the Lord came to my home the morning of September 4th, 1943, and instructed me to give the following message to the church. He appeared and commanded me to rise and write. The divine made me so weak in body that after part of the message was given, he left me so that I could regain some of my strength. Which is unbelievable I could feel that. Imagine the power of God and of the messenger coming to you and his presence being so strong that you can't stand it, that it's just so overwhelming and just so great that you just can't be in the presence of it for any length of time, which is, I my heart stopped last time I was reading that. I was like, that's unbelievable, the feeling that would create, and just the how small we are in the whole grand scheme of things, and how small our lives are, and how much we get stressed and worry about stuff in our lives when it's just, there's so many greater things that can be there to allow us to have greatness in our lives, that we just don't let this power work through us on a day-to-day, everyday basis. The divine made me so weak in body that after part of the message that was given, he left me so that I could regain my strength. He returned and I felt much stronger. I finished the message as he gave it. So, verse 1. Behold, I come again to bring the message from the Lord. He has sent me. I come from his presence. I am he of whom it is written, mine elect, in whom the Lord delighted. I am the messenger of the covenant, and my name is John. My coming is to bring a writing and prepare the way again before the Lord. And so, as we hear in many of the messages, this is written back in 1943, but the messenger always comes with good cheer and love, but always to bring a warning and to let us know of what's to come and how to prepare ourselves for the future. And this is 1943, but this is the same message that's relevant today and what we need to do today to prepare ourselves for the things to come in our lives. I come where righteousness shall look down from above. Yea, it shall be poured out upon the earth, for God himself has sent me to chasten me to speak, cause me to speak. I speak his will. The word that I speak shall bring peace, and many for salvation shall be upon the earth among men. Yea, it is, and now with it be carried to the ends of the earth, and the earth, the isles of the sea, for lo, the Lord has spoken, the Lord that made heaven and earth and all things that are in them are. The Lord has created all that we have and everything that will be, and this is the messenger that's come to pave the way for the Lord that's given us everything that will be and everything that has been, and this is the power that guides our lives, and like I said, I forgive God for not being, letting Him guide me in my life, being that He is the author and creator of all, and not depending on Him in my life to guide me. And it's like an analogy of, imagine we're all on a river, and most of us in our life, we kind of on this river, and we're holding on to the bank of the river, and the water's flowing down the river, and most of us in our life, we're holding on to the bank and won't let go of the shore, just let the river take us. And this river is God, His energy, His love, His peace, His joy, the beginning, the end, all, everything that is in that river that will give us all we need. And we hold on to the bank of the river and not let go. And if we let go and let God guide our lives, then everything just then things will happen for us in every area of our life, our spiritual life. All those things happen by letting go and stop changing and trying to fix things and change people. We can't do it. It's about just letting go of ourselves and letting the Lord guide us. And it's clear He is the author of our life and our Creator, and we have to let Him guide us. I lost where I was because I got into my conversation about the river. He stretches forth heaven above. He it is that shall confound the liars and maketh divers fail and fail and turn the wise backward, making their knowledge foolish. He it is that shall allow confusion to come upon all of them that stir against the Lord, and the words I bring a way of deliverance. Dad, you want to read number three?
Three? Okay, I will. It says, I am the messenger to go before the Lord and make the crooked straight, to cause to be broken to pieces all their gates of evil, them that oppose the way of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thus saith the Lord, O Israel, would I come forth that you might be delivered? I have called thee, I have named thee, I have chosen thee, I am the great high priest. I am he who scattereth thee, and I am he who shall deliver, who shall gather. I will bring back all the outcasts, moreover all those that are depressed. Learn ye my ways, and come unto me, and life eternal shall be yours, your reward. Praise God. You know, just a small comment there. Let's just say, I am the messenger of the Lord. Huh? I mean, He's to make things right, as God said that He would send a messenger to prepare a people for Christ's second coming. And means He had to send one of divine order that could not be interrupted or destructed or confused by the things of this world, by the things of men. Because we can see how the world is today, that man has confused things. We got people thinking everything. So there's got to be a right way. And God said that He was going to send a messenger. He was going to send His messenger to prepare that people, that they might be able to see the right way and follow the right way, just as Christ did when He came. You know, when He came to this earth, He came and He set the example and showed us that there is a right way, that everything must be done a certain way. Main thing is, we must keep His commandments and follow through. You know, and He said, and people think of Israel as, Israel is consists of all the tribes, not the 12 tribes. It's not just one little place. And we all come from those 12 tribes. And He's going to gather all of His people from whatever tribe they are in. It makes no difference. But those that love him, those that care for him, he's going to gather them. And that's what the messenger is doing today. He's gathering God's people. He said, in him you are not Jew, nor Gentile, nor born, nor free. So it doesn't make any difference where you come from. If you follow the word of God, if you obey and keep his commandments, you are his child. And you're going to be with him. And before Christ came and tried to explain, man had got away from these things. That's why you had this, the separation of the people that you had in Jerusalem at the time, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, you know, you had the Good Samaritans, and you had all those people. In the day, we have the same thing in religion today. People say, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Catholic, I'm a this. It doesn't matter which one you are. It matters who you follow. You must follow Christ, and if you follow Christ, you will be of Christ. And you will be doing the things that Christ commands you to do. You will be following and keeping his commandments. It makes no difference what religion, what you take on. Just like it makes no difference what color you are. Red, white, blue, green, black, red. What nationality? Asian? Doesn't matter. It is the child of God. And that's what the messenger come to gather God's people, his children, from all the tribes, and to bring them back to him. Because when he returns, he's coming to his people, his own. You know? And not to go too far, get too deep, but God said in the end there will only be two churches anyway. Two churches. Now you tell me. If it's not but two, where are you? Where are you going to be? Church of Christ or the church of the devil? That's it. You'll be a child of God, a child of Satan. One or the other. I don't care what you call yourself today. You got to come to Christ. You got to give up where you are and come to the realness of Christ and follow his commandments as he has given them. And he says, I am he who, the Lord said, I am he who scattered thee. I called you to be scattered all over. Why did he do that? Because we was disobedient to his word. We was disobedient. So he calls us to go all different places. You look at the beginning with Cain and Abel. One was jealous of the other. One was killed. God cast him out. And he, you know, there is but one God. One faith, just as the word said, you know. So my ways, he said, learn ye my ways. Learn you the ways of God. I don't care what I say. I don't care what no one else say. But learn the ways of God. Because that is the only way that you can be saved. Learn my ways and come unto me. And life eternal shall be your reward. That's a promise if you follow him. Stop looking at religion, my brothers and sisters. But look at Christ and his way. Learn his way. One place he said in the message, he said, come into this way and learn my way more perfectly. You know? That's what we have to do. Thank you, Brother Tim. God bless you all.
Thank you, Dad. One thing I've come to understand through just my walk in life and with the Lord is that the way I become closer to the Lord and to walk his way and understand his ways is actually to go within myself, within prayer and with being still in myself, in my heart, in my mind. I let the Lord come through me. That's where I can get guidance and get peace and be able to live in the life I need to live is through going within. It's not always about going out in the world for things. It's a lot about going within yourself and being still and letting the Lord speak to you, because he's in all of us, and most of the time we're fighting or forcing things, and we just don't let the Lord work through us, and in his magical power and his love and his joy is always in us. The most important thing is just to be still and let the Lord guide us in our life and pray every day and just be about the Lord's business. And the way you do that is actually to stop doing things our way and letting Him guide us in our life, and that's through being still, because He's always there knocking. We need help with. Yea, I have not spoken in secret or in hiding. I have sent my messenger. He has spoken my words and will. I have sent my messenger. He has spoken my words and will. I shall stand, for this is my pleasure. Mm-hmm. I know the end from the beginning, and I plan I plan deliverance to all that will call my name in righteousness, in humility before me, saith the Lord. In this juncture, he left for a while and returned later. And this is in the beginning where he spoke, where the Lord's power and John's presence were just so powerful that he couldn't stand being in that presence. The Lord was aware of that. He's aware that there's no way that the presence of the Lord could be there in with our human state. We're just so weak and just so below where divine God's nature and God's power is, that it's just we can't stand to be in that presence for a length of time in this particular situation. But it's just amazing to be a part of the church and to have a power like that guiding our life that can just do anything for us and make us into the people that we need to become in the days to come. Be ye comforted, all that will hear, for the day shall come when, as the light shineth from the east unto the west, so shall coming of the Son of Man be. So just as we see the sun come up and the sun go down, the Lord will come in the same exact way. All of us will see. There will be no person that doesn't have a recollection of this. Everyone will see this, and this will be a day that will be a great day for many of us, and it'll also be a day that won't be as great for some. But for us on church here, and that have been steadfast to the Lord and kept the commandments, it'll be a great day of deliverance and peace and joy for all of us. Every eye shall behold him. Moreover, every heart shall cry, and every tongue shall know and confess he is the Christ. For lo, he comes, and his word shall judge both those that live and those that do not, both the righteous and the wicked, amen, both those that do his will and those that serve him not, amen, some to joy and peace with him and some to shame. Amen. Those that are his shall be counted his jewels, his bride, the Lamb's wife, when he comes. Thus the church of Christ shall continue on, that people may be fully prepared. Therefore, it is my duty to bring the message, the instructions from the Lord your God to the church, and for the children of men, that all might learn this is the closing time, when the vineyard of the Lord is being pruned for the last time, and Christ soon comes to make his reign on earth.
Praise God.
And this is that time in the history of the world, that the closing time, the time when all things will come to fruition. Nothing's going to end. Nothing ends, but just a new beginning, a new time. It's not that you hear a lot of stuff about the end of the world or end of this, and it might be the end of a time or an era or a time in history, but nothing's ending. It's just a new, it's an end, but it's also a new beginning of something new, a new era, a new life, a new experience that we're going to be living into. And depending on how we live this life currently is going to determine how that next piece ends up. So we need to make sure we're right with the Lord and right with people in our lives, so that when this time comes, whatever comes our way, because of who we are and who we've depended our lives on, we'll be able to get through whatever comes, and God will just take us through the times we're going to go through, because he's there and he said he would. He would keep his people. He's not going to take you away from the challenges and the ups and downs and the disasters, but he'll allow you to be there and be an example for people in those times. He'll allow you to be a light for those people that are struggling, that need some guidance. We'll be those people that can guide those people in those times. And that's through us studying and being still and being focusing on the Lord and really lying to God our lives. And when that time comes,
we'll be there to be a light for others. Let's see here.
Go ahead, 8.
8. Let's see. Many will help. Many are reserved for great work. And the gospel must be preached, and the greater work can be done. For the preparing a people, and then the greatest entrusted to mankind shall be accomplished. So this is the greatest work that God, that's been bestowed on any man on earth, is the work that we have here. And that's sometimes an amazing statement to hear. You hear all the great things people have done, but what we're doing here is greater than any other task that's been asked of any man on the face of the earth, which sometimes you don't really, like, Lord, why me? He's like, why not? The question is, why not us? Why not someone, you know? Like, it could be anyone. He just chose us, and he chose the time for the people and in our church, and it's a great blessing. It's a great opportunity for us to do a great work for the world. Number 9 says, therefore, fear not and fret not, but do the Lord's bidding. Save your strength, that you may do that which the Lord will yet bring forth, that all nations may flow together. My dad mentioned that there's like 20 different religions, 30 different religions, there's 30 different, all the racial separation, just the creeds, people are separated by all these things that really aren't things that separate us, but the Lord's going to bring us all into one fold, and there'll be, like we mentioned, the church of God and the church of the devil, and that's not going to be decided based on your nationality or your where you grew up or your area code. None of that's going to be based on that. It's going to be based on who you are as a person and what your commitment to the Lord has been, and how you lived your life, and that's what he's looking for from all of us. The Lord has seen your humility and your faith. Continue that he might smile in peace upon you and the church. Many hearts have bled and will yet bleed if they do not watch and pray. The Lord, I told you to watch against the days to come. I speak to you, so speak it to all. Be confronted, comforted. Your compassion shall be a comfort to you, for peace shall be in the hearts of all those that love this work. Chris, can you read 11 and 12?
Sure.
Thank you.
Number 11 says, remember Job and his trials. The Lord set his angel to deliver, so it shall be to the church for the faithful. Some love this work and know it is true, but their pride has kept them away and from coming close to the Lord. Some are true and will yet be true, and with all their might proclaim the truth, even the message I bring. Let them continue on. Peace shall be with them. 12 says, some hate you and the message I bring, and have set their heart to hinder and destroy. But in the end they will lose, and grief shall be upon them. This is the Lord's work, and it must be done the Lord's way. Injustice and righteousness above the ways and evils of man. Let not man's way hinder. So God is just reminding us that it's his work and his plan, and we should follow it. If we try to do our own things, we will not be successful, and we will end up on the wrong side when come judgment day. There are many people who know of the truth and the work and love the work, but have let emotions and traditions get in their way of doing God's work, and because of that they will be without God in the end, and that is a very sad thing, because they know it, and once you know something and then it's taken away from you, that makes it worse than if you never knew it to begin with. So we should pray for those people, that some of them will come back, because some of them will come back. So, but remember, it's all, and we have to follow Christ's plan and God's plan, and if we do that, our lives will be blessed.
Chris, and I hope Theo's doing well. My baby boy's doing well. It's great to see you online. And thank you for reading that. It was great. So 13. And yeah, also, Chris, that was great that you brought that up. I mean, it's just us just staying focused on the Lord and being diligent in what we do, and everything will just fall from that. It's so simple, but we sometimes make it a lot harder than it is because of our traditions and the ways that we let the world distract us from what's most important. So 13 says, while things look dark to you now, the future will be brighter. As I speak to you, so speak it to all. And he said that twice. It's like, as what's being spoken here needs to be spoken to the masses, to the people, so that they're able to get understanding of what's to come, but also who they need to be and how they need to live their lives, so that they'll be prepared for the great things to come to them, and also the things that won't be so great. I mean, if you don't prepare, you can't also receive the goodness of the Lord either. I mean, you're going to experience some things that aren't so great, but if you have the Lord in your life and He's guiding your life, you can get through those things. 14 says, I gave the warning. The conditions are coming to pass as I told you. Some are prepared and are comforted. Be watchful. Be ready in the Lord's peace. And Carol, you want to read 15 and 16?
Okay, it says, let those alone that... Wait a minute. I gotta start 15. The Lord will call those to carry His work on, even to the end of the earth, and all those that are faithful will be blessed. Let those alone that oppose you and the message I bring. The hate in their hearts will destroy their good if they do not repent and seek to please the Lord. So, it's not our job to try to punish or do anything against people who speak against us or oppose us or the Lord's work. You know, it's the Lord gets to do the judging, and the Lord gets to do the punishing, and it's our job to serve the Lord, to do what He asks us to do, and to have Him in our hearts and in our lives, and to speak for Him. But it's not our job to do the other side, and for that I, for one, am very grateful, because that's what fills us with hate, is when we start trying to think that we're going to do vengeance for God, because then we start looking at bad and evil, and we miss the part of the glory of God and what it is that we're to do for Him. So I'm thankful that it's not our job to oppose those who oppose the Lord.
Well, that was great. And you're right, it's if we're truly guided by the Lord in what we do and who we are, then we will be at peace with people, and we won't lash out against them and in that way, and that's something that we always have to work on, because there is a lot of hate and a lot of unrest when it comes to religion and just faith, and people having faith in something more than themselves in this day and age. A lot of everyone's kind of caught up in themselves and how they are so great and different things, but they don't realize where that power comes from, where all that strength comes from. And there'll be a time when they'll be sad, because they'll realize that it's not them, it's the power that's greater than them, that's been guiding them all their life and that's been helping them get there, and they haven't even acknowledged it. But as we know, it's really the Lord's work and the Lord's power that guides us and directs us through our life, and we have to always remember to be thankful for all we have, because without Him there'd be nothing. And Daryl, Mr. Bellamy, Brother Bellamy, can you read 17 to 19? Let each one work in his place in calling as the way opens. Let men come all the way in obedience, for this is the sure way of the Lord to speak to mankind. Let them not doubt, and the Lord's Spirit will lead. Will lead. And that's the example of what I gave in the beginning of how we're all in this river of life, and most of us are holding on to the
the bank and not letting the river guide us, and the river is God and his spirit, his energy, his joy, and in his guidance. And if we just let go of the bank and just let God guide us, all the things we think of that would make sense are the things that God's giving us that would make sense. Like when you ask people, let God, let your will be done, he'll give you the spark of intuition, the spark of understanding to take do the things you need to do. So he'll make things make sense in your mind, like, oh, that's something I should do. If you let God guide you, the things that will make sense for you to take advantage of and do in your life will be from God, because you're letting God guide your life and you're letting his spirit guide you. The things that will direct you will be his requests of you, and it'll make sense for you to do them. And so the more we're able to be in tune with the Lord and his spirit and what he's giving us, and just the great abundance that's in this world that he is, the more that we'll be able to live our life the way that he's asking us to. 17. The Lord has and will yet give his spirit in greater abundance to the faithful. To the faithful, the people that will just let go and just let God guide their lives. Thus saith the Lord, let my servants Lacy and Garrett be added to the apostles. Let them always be humble, for I, the Lord, will bless them in this work. Let my servant Reed be set apart as an elder. Let my younger servant Floyd know this is my work, and I have looked upon him in the past, and he shall yet do that special work in this cause. Let all be at work, and I shall send a greater peace, saith your Lord. And so the more we're diligent, the more we stick to what we need to do within the Lord's work, the more he'll praise us and bless us, and we're definitely an example of that in our family, of doing the things the right way and living our lives the right way, and God will bless you in more ways than you're aware of. He'll give the favor of God is definitely there when you're focusing on him and doing the things that he's asked you to do. And when you don't, things come upon you that you're like, why is this happening to me? Why is that? It's always starts with us and our faith and our ability to stay steadfast with the Lord. It always goes back to that. Whenever I get off track or I'm doing things I shouldn't do and things happen, I know why. I can't blame anyone but myself. It's always me and always my relationship with the Lord that has suffered, that's affected or caused something to not work. And I pray that you guys will pray for me, that I can do the things I need to do in my life for the Lord, that it will allow me to be a blessing to other people, and that we can do the same for each other. Now 19 says, the Lord has sent me that all might be encouraged. Let peace be in the hearts of all. Let the work move on. Let all pay their tithes, that they may render the Lord that which is his. And it actually probably is all his, but the Lord has asked for 10%, and that's something that we all have to do and give, and that's something that's very important for because if we don't give, we don't get anything in return. It's kind of a reciprocal thing. So if you are willing to give, you can actually receive more by giving. Because it's really like, as a parent, or I'm not a parent yet, but I know as a friend, or when I'm working with people in business or what have you, I know when I'm able to give to them, and I'm able to give them knowledge or power or joy, that fills me up. And that's the true blessing is actually in your giving in life, is where your joy comes from, not from you taking or getting or acquiring things. It's actually from you giving, and the Lord knows that, and he's like, that's why you give part to me. If you give to me, I'll give you back and tenfold. And that's something that we all have to do in our life, and not just our tithings, but just in every day walking on the street. People need help with things. Always be someone to give and to be a service to other people. It feels so great. It's a blessing. There's no money that can pay for your ability to give to others and empower other people and to help others. There's nothing greater, because that's what the Lord does for us on a day-to-day basis, and we're not even aware of half the things he's giving. It's amazing. But be at peace with all men, be filled with the Spirit, that its fruits may rule. Peace I leave with you, and shall come again as the Lord will direct. Amen. And this is a great message. As I mentioned at the very beginning, I was really touched by the first paragraph. I just really touched that the Lord's power is just so just overwhelming and all-consuming, and that's what we have on our side every day, every waking hour. And if we just let that power guide and direct us, there's nothing that we can't do for the Lord. And I just pray that I can, and all of us can just put aside our selfishness and our pride, and just do the things that need to be done for the Lord. Are there any comments or anyone want to add anything?
Seth, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, and saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Praise the Lord. Ooh, I love it.
Thank you, Sister Exley. I appreciate it. That was great. And we're going to do a song. And then we're going to have a closing prayer.
Holy God, dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessing and your love, Lord, and your patience and long-suffering with us. And we ask, O God, that you would forgive us for our shortcomings, our sins before you this day. And Lord, we thank you for thy Son, Jesus Christ, who died that we might have a right to eternal life. Lord, that made this all possible, that you are sending an angel, a messenger, to prepare your people before you return to this earth, Lord. And we thank you for the promise, and we thank you for doing it, O God. And we ask that you would guide and direct our lives, that we can be the people and the example that you have called us to be. Lord, we, in our weak and feeble ways, we try to follow and be that example, Lord. So we ask that you would help us and remove those things from our hearts and our minds that separate us, Lord, from you and from one another. Father, for you said that this is a work of love, and that this work must be done in love, and that we cannot do it without love. And Father, we ask that love be placed in our hearts, Lord, and that we can share it, and that those that we come in contact with from day to day can see the love and see you, oh God, not us, but you. And Father, we thank you and for this morning and for this message this morning. And ask that you would be with us in the coming service, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray this day. Amen.